AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. There is more storm cleanup today after severe storms spawned tornadoes that left at least four dead, most in Texas, in Perryton, Texas. Paul Dutcher is the local fire chief.
Our biggest regret right now, you know, is the loss of life. We do have three confirmed fatalities. And so that's our biggest concern and trying to help those families carry on. And you know, it is such a tragedy.
He was on NBC's Today Show. Another person died in the Florida Panhandle when at least one confirmed tornado cut through Escambia County, toppling a tree into a home. 15 people were killed in Canada. In Manitoba, when a bus carrying seniors to a casino collided with a semi-trailer truck at a highway intersection. Rob Lassen is with Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
We deal with very tough cases as police officers a lot. However, unfortunately, death on this scale is never, never normalized for us.
Lassen says the drivers of both the bus and the truck are alive and in the hospital. Swiss cyclist Gino Mader died a day after crashing and falling down a ravine during a descent at the Tour de Suisse. Heather Mack, the daughter of an American woman whose body was found stuffed inside a suitcase at an Indonesian resort island, changed her plea to guilty in Chicago federal court to charges she helped kill her mother during a luxury vacation to Bali 9 years ago. Abortion will remain legal in Iowa after the state's high court declined to reinstate a law that would have largely banned the procedure. Pope Francis is out of a Rome hospital. He underwent abdominal surgery to repair a hernia and remove scarring from previous operations. His surgeon says the 86-year-old pontiff is better than before. Six people, including three children, were found dead in a Tennessee home. Police responded to a shooting and arrived to find the home on fire. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are opening mostly higher on Wall Street, opening the possibility for the market to extend its longest winning streak in a year and a half. The S&P 500 was up 0.2% in the early going Friday. The benchmark index is trading at the highest level it's been at since April 2022. The Dow added 83 points. That's about 0.2%. The NASDAQ composite was little changed. Adobe was among the biggest winners early on. The software maker rose 2% after raising its outlook and turning in results that easily beat forecasts. Treasury yields rose. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note climbed. Investors are keeping a close eye on inflation. A survey from the University of Michigan found a slight decrease in expectations for inflation over the next 5 years. Seth Sutel, New York.
U.S. theme park chain SeaWorld, mired in controversy in recent years over its treatment of killer whales, opened a massive new aquatic life park in the United Arab Emirates. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.